We are in Charbet's Parakeet, finishing it off. Let's go over quickly, very, very important Nekuda here that was sent. Charbet's Parakeet. And here, in Parakeet, so a little Chazara, he goes back to what he said at the beginning of Charbet's, and that is, skip through here. Loizu b'vavateves baruch ata shepirusha hu tosefes ribui bracha v'shefa shayetzois hakavana el shigam b'chol teva v'teva b'chol nusach hatfilah shayet gam kein zois hakavana hakadosha. What we said was, and what we've been saying, is that when we make a bracha, when we daven, we say birchas hanhenen baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehachol minyan v'yarach. So when you make this bracha, you're not just saying thank you to Hashem. Also you're saying thank you to Hashem, but it's not just about say please, say thank you, be polite, be good. That's not the only thing that's going on. What's going on, we learned, is when you make a bracha, baruch atah Hashem, you're actually creating something. Your words are actually creating something. We learn here from the Zohar that the malachim take those words, they pass it up to the Shemayim, and there in the Shemayim it builds a stronger Shemayim, kivyachol. Builds a stronger Shemayim, your words, Dvarcha. Just like Dvarcha Hashem Nitzav Vashemayim, where our words do the same thing. And this is the pshat in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We find this lashon in Chazal all over, that we become a shutaf with HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'maisa bereishis. Become a partner with Hashem. What's the partner? The partnership works that Hashem, when He created the world, the kavana of the creation of the world was to have a dira b'tachtonim and to give the earth power, so to speak. There's not a and the power is the power of, we even learned eating, mitzvos, and particularly the power of tefillah and saying the words of tefillah, because when you say the words of tefillah, they go up to the Shemayim, they get up there, they make it a stronger Shemayim, and then a stronger Shemayim comes back down, rains down as a stronger Aretz. So again, it's not about please thank you, it's about being a shut of partnering in the Yemaisa Bereishis Mamish that's happening every minute. And that's something that we do, as he says here, not just with a bracha, but with every tefillah and every word. And Mamela, he explains, that now you can easily understand that when it came time to be Misak in the Lashon of Shmona Esrei, so it required 120 Zekanim, Umehem Kama Nevim, the Gemara says. 120 Zekanim, Umehem Kama. So, what for? I mean, you just need like some good poet, somebody to write a prayer. In other words, came to Kinos, so a Piyot wrote the Kinos. Came to Zmiros, a Piyot wrote the Zmiros. Came to a Holocaust, or Rav Schwab, Olam Shalom, wrote a Kina for the Holocaust. You need a good poet. But what do you need 120 of the Gedolei Ador Umehem Kama Nevi'im to write Shemona Esrei? So the answer is, by the way, the usual answer is, I want to mention, is that the nevuah here was that anything anybody will ever daven at Saif Kol HaDoros is tamun, slicked in the words of the Shemona Esrei. Even things that they didn't know about, like let's say you're going to daven, my computer should not crash today. So they didn't know computers, they didn't know crash, they didn't know anything. My car should work. So even that's in the words of the Shemona Esrei. So okay, that might be a pshat, but that's not the pshat here of the Nefesh HaChaim, saying something much deeper. And he's saying that what you needed was that the Kuf Chav Zekeinim, Umehem Kama Nevi'im, understood the workings of the Shemayim. The Lashon he uses over here, Shvila Derekia, Mehira Lohu Shvila Dechol Sidre Bracious Apirkei Amarkava. They understood everything that's going on in the Shemayim. So they understood everything that's going on in the Shemayim. They understood how every word is going to affect making a stronger Shemayim, the under the hood, over the hood, in the Shemayim. And Mamela, that's going to create a better world. And it's, see, the Gemara says that shavach on Shmuel that he knew, which is really what we're learning here, the Shmuel, the Tana, says a shavach on Shmuel that nehir eloi shvila derekia kishvila de pumpadisa. He knew the shvila, the roadwork of the shamayim, of the rakia, like he knew the shvila de pumpadisa, like he knew the roads in pumpadisa. That's how proficient he was. What does it mean to know the roadwork? He knew all the ins and outs, the shortcuts, the proper way to go, the dead ends. He knew everything in the rakia, and therefore it was those kind of zakenim, even earlier than him, that came together, and they knew how to write the Shmona Esrei in a way that every word opened up and got you to places and changed the whole shamayim. So again, it's not a please thank you thing, and it's not just here, you know, I'm makir tov. That's true also. But what it's doing is it's changing the shamayim itself, which then changes the earth in an indirect way. Reb Tzadik says, I might have mentioned before, Reb Tzadik says, he says he understands, typical Reb Tzadik, he says he understands that Shmuel was proficient in the Shvila Derekiah. Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel. And understand Shmuel was proficient in the roadworks of Shemayim. But says he was proficient like he was proficient in the roadworks of Pupadisa. So what did he have to know the roadworks of Pupadisa? What was he, a delivery man, a mailman? Well, why did he have to know the roadworks? He sat in his yeshiva. They learned, what do you have to know the Shvila de Pupadisa? So Reb Tzadik says that there's no chap in just knowing the Shvila de Rikia. You have to know how the Shvila de Pupadisa is affecting the Shvila de Rikia. The whole idea is you have to know the Gashmias as well as you know the Ruchnias. So the Chiddush was that he knew the Ruchnias as well as he knew the Gashmias, but there's a bigger Chiddush, says Reb Tzadik, that he knew the Gashmias as well as he knew the Ruchnias. To know what's going on here and how that's mirroring up to the Shemayim, or in Lashon Kabbalah, not mirroring, but Malachim taking it from step to step. It's easier to understand these things when you think about it in technology, no? Like, how to move these words and this data across platforms and into this is important for what we're going to learn, the next thing we're going to learn, into sort of signals that we don't even understand what those signals do or what they mean. You know, Agav, just before we go further, I just want to make a point here that the Gemara says in Brachos that there's a good iyun tefillah and a bad iyun tefillah. Iyun tefillah is when you daven in depth. The good iyun tefillah is you daven with kavan. You know what you're saying. There's another iyun tefillah that the Gemara says, "En lechelik olam habo." What's wrong with iyun tefillah? Iyun tefillah, Rashi says, is where you daven and you expect immediate results. In other words, this pathway of saying words here, getting them to go to the Shemayim, and then them coming down, completing the circle in this world. So first of all, it's not necessarily an immediate thing. And second of all, it's not necessarily for you. But every tefillah does something in the Shemayim, and then it changes what's going on in the earth. It's not, so even tefillah, if you're expecting immediate results, it means you don't understand. It's like I'm asking a pakid, you know, give me change of 100 shekel. You're giving you a change of 100 shekel. This is much deeper. You're going on a much deeper level. You're going on a much higher level. It takes time. Things take time. I was just saying something last night, fell into my head, that when I'll share this with you. When Moshe Rabbeinu was born, so the Paroi astrologers saw in the Shemayim, Noilad Moshe and Shal Yisrael. He's right. Right, they were right. These astrologers, the Moshe Rabbeinu was born. So Moshe Shal Yisrael, and he made Gzeira. What do? He calls together Bilam and Yisroi and Eov. What should I do? But Noilad Moshe and Shal Yisrael. You know, explain on Shabbos why that bothered him so much. Noilad Moshe. They don't like when we have a Mashiach. I'm telling them. they don't like it. What are we supposed to do? So they told him, kill every boy. Kill the Zecharim and you'll get rid of Mashiach. That was what the Yates of Bilam was. Kill Yisrael ran away, Eo Shasa. That's what Bilam. Bilam gave this Eitzah. If you would have asked, I was just thinking to myself, if you would have asked a Jew in Mitzrayim 50 years later, like, Remember the time that the astrologers of Paroi said that the Mashiach was born? Mashiach Shal Yisrael. You know, what did you think about that? It was just nothing ever came of it. 50 years, 55 years, 60 years. Nothing ever came of it. How old was Moshe Rabbeinu when he showed up, when he came up onto the scene? 80. When did he leave? 20. So you talk about 80 years. Nothing came of it. I would imagine if I'd have been there, you'd have been there, whoever was there. It was like, okay, that was like an interesting havamina that some Mashiach was born someplace in the house of Amram.
Or they thought the Paro actually killed
him. Or maybe Paro killed him. But nothing came from that. From that Nakuda, what's the Musar Haskell? All of a sudden, Moshe Rabbeinu shows up. Hey, 80 years later, only the Zakenim remembered the archival history of the what happened. The answer is things take time. Noilan Moshe and Shal Yisrael, but then the Moshe and Shal Yisrael has to go through training. He has to go through Beis Yisrael. He has to go be a Roy Etzion. A lot of things has to be a snap. There's a lot of things that has to happen until it actualizes into this world. Moshe Rabbeinu's got to agree. There's a process here. So I was just mentioning to somebody yesterday, like, you know, we always want, you know, we want immediate results. You know? If you put a command, a website or something into your, if you put a URL into your Google Drive and it takes more than 3 seconds to come up, time for a new computer or a new house, maybe. Serge Chalave. I don't think it's just a lack of patience. We're just very, very conditioned to get immediate results, right? The advertisements for the new Advils is in 10 minutes, your headache goes away. 10 minutes. Like, it's if it's going to take 20 minutes, about yeah, you
should. Why does he lose Obama?
No, he loses, beautiful. He loses the whole mila of the Olam Haba coming into this world. That's the Ein Lo Chelek Olam Haba. That's the so. In other words, yeah.
Why does you have a goy? Seems that it's someone else having to be direct, like a shortcut. Whatever you have, you get.
Goy doesn't have that mahalach. Goy doesn't have a mahalach. This is only by Tzulos Yisrael. Yeah, but it doesn't reach the highest place, so it comes down much faster. So the nakuda here is that what you see from here is every tefillah that's said has an effect, and the effect, we don't know exactly, the effect might not be what we expected or what we wanted to be, thank God. You know, like, If every tefillah that I davened would have been mekuyam, so I'd probably be a fireman now. who wants your tefillahs to be mekuyam? You want the good things to happen. You want good things to happen. You don't want your tefillah to be mekuyam. But what we have to understand, very sophisticated level, is that you're putting up. This takes time, you know. Like you're evaporating into the shamayim, into the rakia from the pumpadisa, from the shvila de pumpadisa. You're evaporating into the shvila de rakia, and now from the shvila de rakia, it's going to come down to the whole world, not just in pumpadisa. It's going to come on the whole world. So Shmuel, this is what the Gemara is saying about Shmuel. He's affecting the entire world with his Torah. Shmuel. With his tire, with his tefillah, it was affecting the entire world. Because the Shvila de Pumpadisa was completing a circle. If he would have only known, and this was the godless of him, Shmuel, by the way, was a doctor, he was a scientist. Shmuel was a famous Yodea of Olam Hazeh. It's befitting with Shmuel. Shmuel, whenever in Chazal they needed to know, like, what's the Metzias, they went, what's the scientific Matzias? They went to Shmuel. He was the Bucky in Matzias. You'll see this throughout Shas.
They look
at Olam Haba Matzias
or Zionist?
No, it's a Matzias. Like, you have nothing to do with Olam Haba. You have nothing to do with Olam Haba. That's the Ian Tfil.
You see Moshe Davin Vais Chanan Pamim.
To change the Shemayim.
I'm saying, how much for Moshe to Davin just to make... And it didn't work.
And it did work. It did work. And the Zayar says that we're here in Eretz Yisrael today, all of you and me, because of Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillos. It did work. It didn't work the way he wanted it to work. And he tried this angle, that angle. I can't even imagine what Shinui and Shemayim must have been made when Moshe Rabbeinu Davin has Chanon Tfilos.
We learn from this that that in order to understand Van Ruchnin, you have to first be Bucky in Olam Hazeh.
I don't know about Bucky, but in other words, I don't know. You can be Bucky in everything, but I saw a beautiful thing. I think I saw in the Rima Gash. In Brachas Lamed Hey, it says the beginning of Parak Pei Tzad Mevarach, and says you should make brachas, right? Where it learns from Sukkim that you should make brachas. Bracha Achreinus Deraisa, Bracha Rishaina. So the Gemara says, what if you don't know how to make brachas? So Yelechei Tzolchachem, Yilamdam, says the Gemara. What do you mean you don't know? So you go to somebody. So the Pashat of Shat in the Gemara, I think Rashi says, go to a Talmud Chacham, we'll teach you how to make brachas. Open up a Mishnah Berurah and teach you how to make brachas. I think the Riba Gash says, if I'm not mistaken, I've seen it in a long time. The Satam Shabbat, the Gibar's question. Obviously, if you don't know how to keep Shabbos, you go to a Talmud Chacham. But brachas is complicated. Does this grow? Is a strawberry a fruit, or is a strawberry a vegetable? Is a potato chip a shahakol, or is a potato chip a dhamma? The brachas is very complicated, you have to know. But what's complicated about it? Not the halachas, the metzias. See, this is complicated. Go figure out. See, a lot of these svarim and brachas, they can know Bucky and halacha. They don't know. They don't necessarily. What? Halacha changes, and
what's bamba?
Huh?
There's a shayla on the radio on Friday on bamba.
What's bamba?
Yeah.
Somebody told me once years ago they were sitting in waiting for Moshe Feinstein. To talk something over with him, and I was in his house, Baruch Hashem, and the phone rang not every second, but less than that. I mean, less than this. In other words, if it wasn't ringing, he was busy. It was every second. It was very hard to, and he had this when he got in his time, he answered the phone. So the Rebbetzin was bringing him a cup of tea, and somebody called and said, What bracha, the Rav told you, what bracha do you make on a pretzel? So he covered the phone and he says to his Rebbetzin, "Wasn't das a pretzel?" And the Rebbetzin said, "Mazaynus." So he said, "Mazaynus." Yeah.
Rice cake.
Huh? Rice cake. Yeah. The point is, like, you know, the Matzias, you know, you have to, I'm just like the Riva guy, like, Yelechei Tzolchacham Yilamdenu Brachas is not to learn Hilchos Brachas, what's Hilchos Brachas? To learn what's what? And what happens today, as you say, it's much more complicated because who knows what the heck you're eating, you know, when you're eating it. I mean, do you know there's a huge difference between a Pringle and a potato chip? So they're a whole different bria. One's made out of potatoes, one's made out of potato flour. It's a whole different Matzias. So you got to really know. I don't necessarily know this, but I mean, I know what I read. But you know, it's food science can be a beginning. The Shvila de Pumbedisa could be a tremendous beginning to the Shvila de Raisa, the Shvila de Rakia. That's the understanding. Kal v'chomer, understanding how the human mind works and the human body works, which, you know, in Perek Tess, I think actually we skipped over this part, because he talks about how all the different parts of the digestive system and the body and everything that happens with food, it goes through your kidneys, goes through your bladder, everything that happens in the digestive system is exactly what happens when you bring a carbon. Exactly what happens when you bring a carbon. The goes through every step of the digestive system and the eliminating the waste and the burning of the energy. Everything is exactly what happens when you bring a carbon. So it's all connected. But the point I wanted to make is that what we're learning is that everything that we do and certainly everything that we say affects the Shemayim. And everything. And there's no such thing as a tefillah that goes unanswered. Now the question is, what's the answer? When's the answer? To whom is the answer? That's something, you know. Like I said with Moshe Rabbeinu, takes time. Things take time. You know. But now comes to the end of the parak, and this is really what I want to speak about here. A little bit before the last paragraph, he quotes the Zohar. L'chein karu chazal, the second to the last paragraph. L'chein karu chazal asinina tefila dvarim ha'omdim berumah shel olam. We see that tefila is dvarim ha'omdim berumah shel olam. Doesn't mean what we think it means, that the pshat in tefila is that it's on some level, who knows what it is. But literally, tefila, your words are omdim berumah shel olam. Your words stand in the shemayim, berumah shel olam. Literally. Hainu, shadvarim atzin, the words themselves, heim tevois ha-tfilo, oim dim barum ha-ilomis. Whole different idea. The words themselves are there. If you're like putting money in the bank, you're putting words in the Shemai. Ubezayir vayakel, in the Bezayir vayakel, it says, shlusa de barnash, iyo pulchana de rucha, that when a person davens, this is the avoid of the ruach, right? There's nefesh, ruach, neshama. Each one has to do an avoidah, the avoidah of eating, and the way you act is avodas hanefesh, the avodah of tefillah is the avodas haruach, and avodas haneshama is different. Poikas rikian, I'm sorry, it's listed to barnash iu pulchana derucha I kaima barazin ilama, it stands forever in the worlds of high. Upnei nashu layadin da hatzlusa de barnash poikas avirin, and people don't realize that when they daven, it's boikea avirin, it breaks through walls. Boikean rikian, it goes through rakias. Poschan piskan, it opens up doors for salka la'ela. Ayin ba'amad be'isham, ubedaf reish be'izamad alav, reish v'noi rois, niflois, inyan alias kol milo milo v'tzusa. Hafla v'vela, how every word of tefillah, what happens with it. Ubereish parshas v'eschanan, ubeshaita d'tzusa kaima kol inyan milan da'afik barnash mikuma ba'ahis la'isusa, that when you're davening every word of tefillah you say, says the Zohar, kula salkan la'ela, it all goes up, uboki and riki and same lashon, ad mati umis atri, until it gets to its place. And new lesson to begin for today. Vuhu ma'ayrer, when a person davens, hu ma'ayrer bekoiloi de lasata, es ha'kol ha'el yain, kol gadol ha'yadua b'zayar. New concept for some of us. There is such a thing as a kol elyon, new idea, which is called in the lashon of the Zohar a kol gadol. Talk about Hashem's voice. Kol gadol, kol elyon. It's all through the Zohar. He says, "Kamash kozu b'kamu makaymis b'zohar." Says in many places in Zohar. The susa salkal amshacha birka b'yumku dekala v'hu ha'kol gadol. Mizesh ha'kazav says a zayar kol kol Yaakov, two kolos. Ha'kol kol Yaakov. Yaakov said a kol. And then opened up the Shemayim, and then the Shemayim said a kol. It was the Yaakov's kol, like it was echoed from the Rakia down. Possibly be Mefarish. Who said a kol kol Yaakov? Yitzchak. So he saw Yaakov rather, and he felt his arms. He said a kol kol Yaakov, are you dying today? And Yaakov was trying to make Yitzchak think that he was Esav. So Yimusheni. Yadayim de Esav. Is that a bad thing or a good thing? So we always say Yadayim de Esav, he's a terrorist. Yadayim de Esav, Esav was his godless, his potential godless was in Maisav. The potential godless of Yaakov was in Kol. And Yitzchak, Mezes Yibishatiyah, felt that the bracha has to go, the bracha that he had to give has to go to the Olam HaMaisav, not just to the Olam of Dibur. Kol Kol Yaakov, you die me day, so. Can he have both? He didn't have both. Either you have a Kol Kol Yaakov, you die me day, so. To answer your question. Not every Talmud Chacham is going to be a scientist. So Esav had a milo go, sadly tzayit, do things in the Olam HaGashmi, because then you're bringing the Shekhinah down to its lowest place, which is Mamash Malchus. Do you understand this? It's mamish malchus. So Esav would have been much more malchus than Yaakov. If I'm teaching something, let's say I would be a big rebbe and I'm teaching something, and then there's a bunch of people learning what I'm saying and saying over what I'm saying. This is nothing. What's a good thing is, like, if you're like, let's say, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, you know, he says something, they learn, and then they go do something. You know, do something. Lubavitcher Rebbe, Sabra Rebbe, whatever, pick your rebbe. The point is, if it comes to Olam HaMaisa, it's much deeper, and it's much more permeable. You want to take that?
It's my mom.
Coming from the bottom.
It's much more permeating to the entire Bria. So Yitzhak was looking for the Olam HaMaisa, that's why he went to Esav. It's represented by the Yadayim. But he said, HaKol Kol Yaakov. Now when he said HaKol Kol Yaakov, he said Kol twice. But meaning that HaKol Kol Yaakov says the Zayar, that I hear your Kol, but I also hear the Kol Elyon coming from Shemayim. In other words, I see Yadayim, it doesn't say anything twice, right? Kol Kol Yaakov, I hear an echo from Shemayim of your voice here on Eretz, which means that you, Yaakov, are changing the entire world. I'm going to give you a bracha. A Kol Kol Yaakov, which is our Koach. That's our Koach.
Also
your choice, yeah. But
like the first call is with Mechaser.
It's without a vav, yes. So Zayar speaks about this. Kol Kol Yaakov. Shalakol tefillah sa'adam. Shalakol tefillah sa'adam yisarelu masay ha'koil ho'elya. So like think of it as an echo. Whenever I say words of tefillah, so comes words of Shemayim. The Gemara says in Tainus, nitna like b'koila alkein sinasiya. The Gemara speaks about like chazonim that are singing beautifully, and I hate them. A lot of people can relate to God in this regard. Alkein sinasiya. That's the Gemara. That's Yirmiyahu said. Yirmiyahu was talking about in the Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara singing so beautiful. Hashem says, I hate them. Don't they hate them? It's nice. Because they hate them. Amr zeh shliach tzibur sheino hagun. You have a great chazan, but he's not hagun. It's not the right thing. So there's only one koil. There's no two koilos. Nasna alai bekoilo, because there's only one koil. Ratzaloymar, sheinim sarak koiloi levad. You're only hearing the chazan's koil. It's not reverberating another koil from Shemayim. Legarm koiloi loir gama koil ha'elyon imai. Says Shekasim Nasna Alai Bekoila Levad. All I hear is the chazan. We're not hearing, it's not getting a response from the Shemayim. It was like an egoistic kol.
Is that the kol gadol?
So the kol gadol from Shemayim. So what I wanted to share with you is this, that the Gemara says, a quick idea. Not so quick. Brachas above, I think. Gemara says that I think it's above. Gemara says, "Kol hanene, let's find the Gemara. Kol hanene mesudas, kol hanene mesudas chosim bekala. Ve'enoi mesamchoi, over bechamisha koilos. Shenamar kol chosim, kol simcha, kol chosim, kol kala, kol metzalos chosim, bechamisim, etc." Not sure if I find the Gemara, but no, it's... Oh. You always find things in the last place you look. I just want to... Amar Rabbi Chelboi, Amar Rav Huna, Kol Anena Misudas Chosen Ve'enoi Misam Choy Oiver B'chamisha Koyloi Shinemar. As it says in Yirmiyahu, Kol Sosein V'kol Simcha Kol Chosen V'kol Kala Kol Oimrim Hoidu. So that you're Oiver B'chamisha Koyloi Shinemar. V'yimisam Choy Maschari, what if you are Masame? So you go to a chasana, you eat the meal, and you leave. You don't dance. You don't sing. That used to be my minhag. I learned the Gemara, realized it's wrong, so I leave before the meal. Because if you once you're yeah, you have a chiyuv now to be masameach chasam v'kala. Otherwise, you're over b'chamisha kolos. Kol chasam, kol simcha, kol chasam, kol kala. First of all, pasuk pshat. What does it mean to be over a kol? Let me say what it means to be over an aver. What does it mean to be over a kol? Are you over a kol? And what kol are you over? Kol chasam, kol simcha, kol chasam, kol kala. So the pshat is. The pasuk pshat is that Yirmiyahu said, "Oydi shama ba'ar Yehuda b'chutzay Yerushalayim kol sasim kol simcha kol chasim kol kala." We all know. There will come a time that we will hear, "Oydi shama ba'ar Yehuda b'chutzay Yerushalayim kol sasim kol simcha." Meaning, there will come a time, Yirmiyahu said, that we will once again hear in the streets the simcha, the streets of Yerushalayim, will once again hear the simcha, the sasa, and the singing, the dancing that we used to hear when the Beis Hamikdash was kaya. That we will hear it again. Kol chasam v'kol kala. That's one of them. What is that nigin? What is that kol? The kol is the rejoicing that we have and we sing and we dance when the Shechina is shari in this world. When there's Hashras HaShechina, so that means the circuit is complete. Hashem comes down, and if we have simcha, if we're mesameach in the Hashras HaShechina, so that simcha goes up. The nevuah and almost the tzivoy of Yirmiyahu HaNavi was that when the Shechina hits ground, when the Shemayim and the Arts come together, You have to lend your voice to that voice, because that's the voice of Sasan and Simcha, which is going to go up to the Shemayim and create a tremendous geula for us. So Oydi Shama Bar Yehuda V'chutzes Yerushalayim Kol Sasan Kol Simcha Kol Chasan Kol Kala. Lend your voice to the voice of Simcha, to the voice of happiness. So if you don't, Oyver B'chamisha Kailos, you're not. Your sin is it's not you're being over and aver, but your sin is the sin of omission, where you're not strengthening the kol gadol that can come. Here, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying, here, I'm taking this couple, I'm putting them together. I've done something here, right? I'm putting them together, and here's the Shechina. If we don't boom rejoice in happiness, so then what are we doing? We're stopping the circle from making full circle. So says the Gemara, Amar of Chalboy, Amar of Huna, the name of Huna, you're over b'chamisha koilas. Then the Gemara says, right, the pshat, emes pshat, that's what it means to be over a koil. You're not lending your voice to the voice of the circuit. I want to talk about what is a koil. Mi mesam chai, let's say you do dance, you're good, dance. Ma sfarei, Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, Zeichel Atayra. Zeichel Atayra, why Tayra? Shanitna b'chamisha koilais. Shanamar v'hi b'yayim ha'shlishi v'hi koilais kol shofar, kiv kol ha'shofar, ho'alakim yanana b'koil, etc. Five koilais. So, the positive shot is that once you push the koil upward, so now you're Zeichel to Mount Tayra, where the koil comes down. What does it say by Mount Tayra? Koil. God will v'loy yasef, the never-ending koil of Hashem. This is about terror, was the koil of Hashem coming into this world. Well, so here in this little Gemara, you see the whole circuit. You see where I'm pushing up kol sasen kol simcha kol chosen kol kala kol oimrim hoydu es Hashem, and down comes ma zoicha yizoicha t'tera shenitna b'chamisha koilos. The circle is beautiful, and that's what can happen. Also by a chasam and kala, also by hachnasa sefer Torah, by a simcha of a new shul, a new beis medrash, new yeshiva. The Shechina is coming into this world. Every time there's something new, push up the simcha and you'll get more. Keep the circle going. And that's the cycle that we who want to be tzaddikim have to be involved with, because the whole world doesn't know the secret. The shaila is like this. Just let's take 2 more minutes. Danny's question. What is this coil? So, why is it called coil? Hakol Kol Yaakov. So the Sfarim explained, the Ramchal, others, this is a big Kabbalistic issue, this Kol Elyon. But explained that every time somebody speaks, I explained this the best I can, because I can only understand it the best I can. Every time somebody speaks, there's two parts to it. There's the actual words, and then there's the sound of the words. I'm not talking about the kavana, no.
Inflection.
Right. No. Inflection is my body language when I'm saying the words. What? There's the noise of the words. There's the noise of the words when it's not completely articulated. So every coil, every dibur has a coil. Dibur is words. Dibur is a coil is a coil. I'm just making noise. That's a coil. But that the Kol Hashem is a Kol. Nobody understood the Kol Hashem. It just was scary to them. Rashi says that even the Hashem said the Aser Sadibras. They didn't understand that. Rashi says they didn't understand the Aser Sadibras. The only one who understood it was Moshe. They couldn't break it up into syllables and it was Kol Hashem. But it was the Dvar Hashem, which was coming into this world. That's what it was. So the Kol is something different. It was very interesting. For instance, the Zohar says that the Gemara and the Zohar says, but quote the Zohar here, that when you daven Shmoneh Esrei, so you're chayiv to articulate the words. We learn it from Chana, to move your lips and articulate the words. If you're with Lahavdil, like a group of goyim, so okay, let us pray. No sound, no noise, no art, no lip movement. What are they doing?
No sound, meditation.
Whatever they're doing, but it's not from Jewish point of view, they're not praying. The daven requires sound, articulation. So, but you need to use your mouth. Use your mouth. On the other hand, the Zohar says that if you're davening Shmoneh Esrei, even though you have to be Shemei El Ozna, you have to hear what you're saying. But if somebody else hears you davening, so ain't tefillah say nena. Your tefillah is not nena. This is pretty harsh. A lot of people daven too loud. They don't realize it. Especially like if you daven with senior citizens, so it's a little bit harder hearing. They don't realize that. Screaming, saying too loud. If somebody else hears your tefillah, so then Hashem doesn't hear your tefillah. It's harsh. The pshat is that when you daven, you have to come to this memutza place of kol, not so much dibur. So kol is I'm saying making the sounds, and I'm hearing it in my head or my ears even. But once somebody else hears it, it becomes dibur. Let me just take 1 more minute. Let me just try to explain. Just ad mokim shiyon di masayas. Magas. I've given this mashal often, the Arizal. The Arizal says that if you hear or you see something very inspiring, beautiful sunrise, beautiful niggun, even a beautiful Dvar Torah. So the Arizal says, our tendency is to run and say it over to somebody else. You can see, I was sitting in my office here yesterday and the sun was coming out so beautiful I just automatically, reflex, took out my phone, took a picture. No seichel, who cares about the picture? I could have been enjoying the sunset. Like instead of my brain being collated. So the Arizal says that you have we have a tendency when we see something beautiful and we're inspired, it's a good tendency to go and share it. You run to your wife, you run here, you run there. I wouldn't believe the sunrise. It means very little, because to hear about a sunrise is not inspiring. The only thing they're hearing is how you were inspired. But the problem is, says the Arizal, that if you have that urge to say it over, don't hold it in yourself for a while, because once you say it over, you've taken ruchnius and you've turned it into gashmius. And now you lost the inspiration. So let the niggun sit with you a little bit. You know, let the machshava sit with you a little bit. Let the sunrise sit with you a little bit. The words. And once you, if you run to say it over, then you've lost it. You've lost it. So the pshat is that koil is in the world of ruchnius, the world of neshama, and dibur is already in the world of gashmius. Once you put your shmona esrei in a place where somebody else can hear it, now it's beni lebencha. It's already gashmius. So it has to be like a kol gadol v'lo yosef. Like it has to be a kol where it's articulated in my heart, in my mind, in my ears, even, but it can't go. It can't get stuck in the ceiling of the aretz. And if I have that kol, so then I could be ma'ir a kol gadol from Shemayim. It's a good thing. This Baloischa parsha we just read. Moshe Rabbeinu was troubled, and he says, it's what Torah says, Vayitzak Moshe al Hashem, Vayisahi Lemor, Vayitzak, he cried out in tefillah to Hashem Lemor. Now, Lemor, what the Gemara says, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor. The Gemara learns from there, why does it say Lemor? Right? Hashem spoke to Moshe, Lemor, Azoisuzah. Like, say it over now to the people. If it would just say Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe without Lemor, Moshe Rabbeinu would be usher to say it over. And the Gemara learns from here in Yomah that if I'm telling you something, I'm sharing with you something, unless I tell you Lemor, you're not allowed to tell it over to somebody else. Bell timer. It's an important halacha. Even if somebody doesn't tell you, it's a secret. If they tell you bell timer, you're mamash over a lot, but let me tell you a secret. I remember I first became a rabbi like years ago, 40 years ago. So, you know, confidence. People tell you things in confidence. Not so much when you're 20, but still. I remember asking Rav Scheinberg, I said, am I allowed to share with my wife what this one told me, that one told me? He says, why would you want to share it with your wife? It's the last person you want to share it with. So, which I did. So I said, well, sometimes it helps. It's a derisive. It's a derisive so people speak to my wife, they assume that you know, probably your husband as though I'm surprised she knows that there's a shul here on delay. So we moved actually, but this is very important. So Lamar, so Hashem had to tell Moshe Vayidaber Hashem O Moshe Lamar, the way we touched in a cheder Azoy Tzuzad, like that. This is what you should tell the people, Lamar. Meaning, and by the way, it could be Hashem told Moshe much more than what he told them to say over. But that's unknown, but it was the Shara Nun already. But Vayidaber Hashem, this is what you should tell the people. Okay, all's good. What does it mean that Moshe cried out in prayer to Hashem, Vayitzak Moshe El Hashem, Lemor? What's he telling Hashem? You're allowed to tell somebody. You're allowed to tell them Allahum with it. By Davar Hashem al Moshe Lamor makes some sense. But by Yitzhak Moshe al Hashem Lamor, what are you telling Hashem? Al Toymar. But you can say it over. Azoit Suzagin, how does it fit in? The answer is Vanius Daitu. The answer is that Moshe Rabbeinu Davin to Hashem Lamor, that the Kol Gadol should come, the Kol Elyon should come, and to change the whole world as it was. That's the way Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah says, Lemor, not on Hashem, but on Moshe, to tell you the power of the tefillah, if it's in an Indian of, and by the way, there's a difference between a tza'aka and a za'aka. It sounds like the same word, but it's not. One is bifnim and one is bachutz. One is a koil and one is a dibur. And what was important here with Moshe is that he was saying it, but he wasn't, you know, let us pray and davening out loud with everybody. It still had this, never became Gashmias. It still went up to Shemayim and Gavra. Thank you very much. Narav Shabbos.
What about Lashon Hara? Does it have less power than Tefillah?
Because it's more power.
Why? It's articulated. It's Gashmias, so it should only go to a certain point.
Good question. But apparently in the negative, it doesn't matter. Because negative changes somebody's thinking, and then that thing changes the shot.
When we say Tehillim B'Tzivah, that's the one.